What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One guy whose energy I just feel is really, really, what's the right term? You gravitate off it.
Like, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You too, B. but I've really been impressed by Daryl Tapp. And it's also
cool. I like Tapp.
And he's a local guy, played at Tech, grew up rooting for the Burgundy of Gold. And
he has good vibes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. But one thing that's interesting is I think a lot of Commanders fans are a little uneasy about the edge position specifically and maybe the D-line as a whole. And I got to talk to Daryl Tapp at length. Ben Standig and I were both part of this interview, so I want to make sure I mention Ben. But I think you're going to learn something here, particularly about Javon Kinlaw and how the organization views him.
The D-line looks a lot bigger.
A little bit.
Was that by design?
That was definitely by design. As you know, everybody in NFC East loves to run the ball. Unique guy in Philadelphia that we got to make sure we're conscious of. So it was by design. Get us some guys that had some size to them. Getting some guys that have played a lot of ball. Getting guys that are strong and versatile. Like, that was the mindset. And I'm very happy that Coach Q and AP were able to get that done to help out Coach Witt, myself, Sharif, and Ryan to where we can put some guys out there to stop this run and to rush the passer.
One guy I want to ask specifically about, and I feel like it's kind of gone under the radar, but what does Eddie Goldman bring to this team? Where's he at?
Man, he is a massive man that's played some ball, very smart. He just understands the game, man. So having a chance to really work with him has been cool to see where his football mind is. Like, you can see why he's had success at every place that he's been.
Is he kind of situational? Is he? I can't imagine he's a three-down guy, but, like, against the run, like, are you getting goal line or perhaps tush-push situations? Yeah. Is that a guy that really stands out?
Yeah, he's a – let's put some respect on Eddie's name now. He's a versatile big man. Like, a guy that's 300-plus pounds, that can run to the ball, that can stop the run, that can get on the edge, like, those guys just don't walk around the earth. Like, he is a athletic guy. Now, for us, it's all about putting guys in position to make plays. And that's the one thing that Coach Witt really likes and really strives for. Like, if you have on a jersey on game day, you're going to contribute to this team. That's just the way we do things around here. So we're always trying to find ways to utilize him, utilize DeRon different ways, with Kinlaw coming to the mix, with Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Jerzon and all these guys. Like, how can we put them in position to make plays? That's what we're trying to focus on. And it may be situational, and it may be just on first thing that we don't know yet. Like, we won't really understand those things until we get to training camp and those bullets really start to fly.
Speaking of Kinlaw, it feels like the conversation around him has been confusing for a lot of people because nobody knows exactly where he's going to play. The signing kind of came out of left field. What do you kind of say are his strengths, and how do you guys look to utilize that?
Well, that's pretty cool. That's came out of left field for y'all, but it was by design by us. See, AP had him in San Fran. Yeah. I had the honor of working with that young man.
back in 21 in my first opportunity being back in the league as a coach. And that's kind of where we built our relationship. He's a local kid from D.C. You guys know that whole story. But to see everything that young man put into getting himself prepared to go, like he had some injury stuff that went on, and I was able to see him battle back each and every time something happened in San Fran, 21 to 22, where he got healthy in 23, where he made the run out there. He was more of in a backup role just due to circumstances, but he had a pretty good year as a backup player. And then last year, seeing him from afar in San Fran, not San Fran, in New York, where he had his first healthy year, he did some really good things. So we're witnessing an ascending player. Like, you guys forget, like, we get confused seeing that contract and all that stuff. Like, this is an ascending player that's really got his best ball in front of him. And the best thing about it, he's kind of the same boat as me, with me being a coach here for the Commanders and being a former Skins guy and being a Virginia kid. He's the exact same person. So it's not just a job to him. This is personal. Like, to be able to rep for a team that he grew up watching, to be able to play freely for a GM that had confidence in him, to give him the help get him to San Fran as a draft pick, and with a D-line coach that's able to see him grow from a puppy down to a full-grown dog. Like, he has some stuff on his chest and on his shoulders that he's trying to show the world. So that's exciting to see him in that space.
So one thing that's maybe tough for us, right, because you see his body type and he's huge.
Yoked.
But I can't figure out where you – like, what is his comp? What is
everywhere.
His ceiling?
Everywhere. That's where we put him, everywhere. Utilize that guy. Honestly, his ceiling is the sky. That's the saying. Because he's so big and he's so athletic that he was a top five pick, like, for a reason. Like, because that guy has that ability, and he can play in any scheme. He can play attack. He can play read attack. He can play mirror. He can do whatever you need to do. That guy can do it. And the biggest thing that I appreciate, the best thing about him that I appreciate, is that he works. You get a lot of guys that kind of just rest in their laurels and, hey, my natural talent and ability will take me everywhere. Not JK. JK works. He works his tail off. I guarantee you right now, if we call him, he's in somebody's gym or on somebody's table getting a massage or dry needling or something like that. He is constantly working, and that's what's going to allow him to hopefully have one of his best years this year. And with Coach Witt and talking to Coach Q and brainstorming with Ryan and Reef and myself, like, how do we get this guy on the field in positions to help us to not only stop the run but rush the passer? Just don't think because we see a man that's 6'6 or whatever he is and 305 pounds and 330 pounds that he's just a run stopper. No, he can affect the game any way that needs to be affected. And that's the thing right now. We're just continuing to spoon feed this guy. There's a lot of similarities to what he's done in the past, but there's also a lot of different nuances that Coach Witt has brought here that is going to help make us and make him that much better.
To help the fans and others understand the context of what he is, that there's been this talk, DQ's had this elephant position in the past. You know, it's sort of, that's the sort of the run-stopping edge kind of a guy. He's not a sleek edge rusher, so is
he
that?
Well, yeah, he's trying to say poorly.
Relative to Ryan Kerrigan, you know what I mean? So I guess how does, like, you mentioned also like stopping guys like Saquon. I mean, it seems like that's why on a lot of levels he's here, to maybe have him be help set that edge that was a little more problematic last year. Is that a way to sort of help contextualize what he'd be able to help?
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not necessarily. Well, remember, we also just signed Dietrich Wise, who's a massive man that's played D-N as well. So yeah. The goal is to get bigger, to get athletic, and to be interchangeable with everybody that we sign. So it's unfair to say that you're going to peg J.K. into that elephant role, because we have a Dietrich Wise. We have Cleveland Ferrell, who's come back and he's healthy. We have Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who looks like a totally different player this year, just size-wise, spending a lot of time in the weight room eating red meat and doing a bunch of stuff to make himself stronger. So we're going to be better this year, like I said, in year two, because we understand what the pitcher is, what the vision is now. And that's allowed these guys to go prepare and play free in these OTAs. And hopefully we can use that to jump springboard us into training camp.
You brought up red meat. Is Wise a vegan?
I say that about Javonte, not vegan.
I know, but that's what triggered my memory.
Yes, D. Wise is a vegan.
You've been around football your whole life, coaching, yep, playing. Have you ever had a D lineman that's a vegan?
I have not, but clearly he knows what he's doing, because he is every bit of what, 6'5", 280? Like, it's strong, like, unique guys in this room, man. Like, really savvy individuals. They're aware of their bodies. They're aware of how to get themselves prepared to go to practice each and every day. And I gotta assume it's going to carry over to the season. Just the intent and the mindset those guys have. Like, it's pretty cool to see these guys just in their element each and every day.
I mean, for me, when I think of a guy like Dietrich Wise, like, he played for Bill Belichick.
No doubt. He
knows what he's doing.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And having a guy like that helps everybody in the room.
Well, and two guys we haven't mentioned, Johnny, yep, fully healthy, and then Deron. Like, just how are both those guys looking this offseason?
Deron, alpha male, elite. Like, last year, he led by example. We had a conversation. I challenged him a little bit to continue to do the same thing he was doing, but to be more vocal with it. Like, take over. And he's taking that thing wholeheartedly and run with it, man. He's making corrections to the guys before I even get a chance to do it, which is so cool to see, because that now raises the floor of the entire room. So having that guy in there, I couldn't ask for anything more with DP. Like, he is intent on getting 1% better each and every day, each and every play. And then with Johnny, like, I'm so excited for that young fella, man. Like, he had a tough hand last year coming in and being banged up, and then getting thrown into the deep end immediately when John got banged up, which was not by design, but it helped him tremendously, because now he was able to be a big boy in the league and play some legit ball, and he was able to learn by fire.
Sure.
So that stuff is going to circle back to this year, to where now it's not going to be anything that catches him off guard, because he's been in those situations earlier than we all envisioned. We thought last year we would have a 3-man rotation, and like I said, he got kind of banged up by the time he finally got healthy. Then John went down, and then when John came back, then Deron went down. So we never really had what we wanted to have, but he's setting himself up for this offseason, taking the corrections, watching the film, to really have a good role for himself this year, and I'm excited to see what he does with it.
Daryl Tapp's got energy, man.
Man, Daryl is talking fired up, but he speaks eloquently.
He's,
you know,
he's got a real charisma.
Hey, man, listen. What I took away from that, everyone just assumed that all these guys were here because they're big. Yes, they're bigger, but they're all athletic. And they're not one-dimensional. They could do multiple things. You know, Ken Law and Goldman, he's talking about those guys. Goldman's a big dude. But he runs to the ball. He doesn't just stay in one spot all day, you know, like the big boys they had from Panthers back in the day.
Yeah.
Kinlaw is a pass rusher and a run stopper. You have to get – yeah, you want to get bigger to compete against those guys, but you also want to have guys that can do multiple things. Because if you just get bigger and they can't do but one thing, yeah, teams can manipulate that. But they got guys that they feel are better. And you know what I'll do? I'll go along with these football minds over half of the people out there that just make comments.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're pessimistic about something, you're allowed to be. But these guys, I love how Tapp was like, it might have come out of nowhere for y'all, but that was a target for us talking about Kinlaw.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty clear it was a target for them when Tapp coached them and Peter scouted them back with the Niners.
Yeah.
And they went and got him. And if you want to get caught up about the contract, I think you're wrong. It's a tier three D-line contract. It's really not that big of a deal in the big grand scheme of things. But
if you don't know what you're if you don't know the vocabulary of what you're discussing, yeah, it's a bad thing for you. When you just look at stuff and you want to talk because you're a target person, yeah, it's okay. But when people start asking you to break it down and you can't, shut the hell up.
Well said, B. We're going to make some bets when we return.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.